escort maids.
Really?
Around, really, yeah. And school kids.
Yeah.
During school.
Do they come all the way into the city from the stadium?
The maids do,
yeah.
Yeah.
Buses,
buses. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Okay.
I think it depends, like, the city of Birmingham sometimes has an agreement with a little city like Mountain Brook. And if they can reach terms, then their buses will go into Mountain Brook. Like Vestavia, I think the city buses will maybe come to the edge of the Vestavia city limits and turn around and go back, and then they have to get a Vestavia bus, see, from there on up.
I get it, okay. But they do try to make the paths.
They do meet, yes.
All right, where is the speedometer on your car?
It's directly in front of me, maybe a little to the right on the dash.
Okay. What do you call the little place over on the right side that you keep maps in? You open it up.
The glove compartment.
Okay. What might you wrap around several maps or something to keep them together instead of one?
A rubber band.
Yeah. And what's the other thing that you might put up?
A gym clamp is what I use.
Okay. Where do you keep your spare tire?
Mine is in the trunk of my car.
What do you push down to make the car go faster?
Accelerator.
How do you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission?
How do you?
Yeah, what do you use?
You use a gear shift.
Okay. Does your car have automatic transmission?
Right. You can drive without it.
All right, if you're driving in a residential area or in a parking lot, sometimes you'll go over humps.
Speed breakers.
Okay. What kind of vehicles are used by the fire department?
Oh, yeah, fire trucks?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any emergency squad cars or rescue squad cars? Fire department.
Can you think of any different kinds of fire trucks?
When you have a ladder truck,
mm-hmm.
And you have a water truck, they have some that take water, and then there's just your regular truck. It's about the only three I'm familiar with.
Okay. And then you called the other one a emergency. What did you call that other kind?
Well, the fire department has an emergency squad, a rescue squad. Well, that's what it's labeled on the side, Fire Department Rescue Squad. In fact, one drove up beside me today, and it has all sorts of first aid and small rescue equipment in it.
All right, and how would you refer to the car itself, to the vehicle? If you were telling one of your friends...
It was a rescue squad truck.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called? Somebody else here called it a paramedic.
We have paramedics, but now I didn't. Well, it may be in the same class, but right here in Bluff Park we have paramedics, but they drive an ambulance. It's not a rescue squad truck. The fire department rescue squad truck is more like a little small compact fire truck with an enclosure on the back. No, it's red.
Oh, it is red, the same color as the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. The ambulances here are privately owned, aren't they?
I think so, yes.
I noticed
Hanks,
yeah.
Right, and I can't think of another one that I've seen a lot, but Hanks is more for me.
Okay. What do you call the vehicle that the fire chief would drive if he came to a fire separately?
Chief's car? I mean, that's...
That's what it's called, as far as I know. And how about the car that a policeman drives?
Police car.
Have you heard any other names for that? Any slang names?
Yeah, but right now I can't tell you. Or maybe it's not.